wonder if I can start with you. Main feeling coming out after that?
Relief, I suppose. It was our toughest challenge all year. They were really, Taurine, full credit to them, they were outstanding. You know, they brought everything, their fitness and their work rate in the first half. They're tracking back the field and then driving forward and putting the ball into space. They had us at 6th and 7th, to be fair. But we regrouped at half time, we spoke about it, and in fairness, like, we made a couple of adjustments and went man for man and isolated this man inside in his own. And the big thing was, though, to get the ball delivered in a bit deeper and work the ball out the field. And in fairness, Taurine, they used a lot of energy in the first half, and we knew if we could stay going, that the opportunities would come. And in fairness to a man, our guys stayed at it, because there was times there with maybe 42, 48 minutes gone that we could have dropped the heads a little bit, but we didn't, in fairness. And that's been a characteristic all year of the team, you know.
You mentioned about this fella next year, Dunica. It would have been a quiet enough first half from your own point of view. Just wasn't happening for you at all, but as Owen said, moving you inside certainly worked a treat for you.
Yeah, you have to give credit to Taurine definitely there in the first half. Their fitness and their work rate and their getting in there, winning the breaks, was a credit to themselves, like, in fairness. Just we regrouped at half time and we switched things around and got the ball in and made kind of smarter decisions, and just definitely paid off.
On the execution in the second half, phenomenal. Dunica with 5 points. I think all over the pitch, though, you started to use the ball that bit better. Yeah. There was a couple of aimless things in the first half that I'm sure you were pulling your hair out over, but the guys really, really focused in the second half on their distribution, and that really, you know, it counted coming down the home stretch.
It did, yeah, but see, people have to realise that Taurine have like 12 of that Mayo team, and they're well used to being in Croke Park and well used to this occasion. And, like, I suppose it was very new for all of our players today. And in fairness to Taurine again, people underestimate, because they're a Mayo team, people will think they'll be poor and unable to hurl, but they're used to the ball and they're getting their head up and recycling the ball, but they have the natural fitness as well. But listen, as I said, the big thing for us was, we did hit a few aimless balls, but that came from pressure, you know, and that came from being put under pressure and being squeezed. So the one thing about it was, when we sat down at half time and we did speak about it and we did go through it line by line, like, we knew that if we stuck to our process and we worked the ball from our goalie out to our half back to the midfield and went short with the ball and then delivered in deeper into the likes of Mark, Ed, Dunica, we knew there was opportunities in there. So, you know, but it's easy to say it, the other thing is to deliver it. And in fairness, like, the pressure was on because we were behind all day. In fairness, great credit to Dunica and the boys, every one of them, Mark and all of them. Like, they were, every shot was a pressure shot, like, you know, and it was great.
You were chasing all game, basically. You went into a 4-point lead early on, 5-point lead, 6 points to one. You just couldn't get going. But you stayed at it, and eventually going up 5 minutes from time, going ahead. Yeah. What message were you trying to get on at that stage?
The one thing I learned about Croke Park today, it's impossible to get any message on, no matter how small the crowd is. It's just at the end of the day, little boys, it's very simple. When you get to arenas like this, you have to trust your players. The reason you train all year and go through scenarios and put lads in scenarios all year long, and in fairness, we came through a very tough Limerick Championship. We came through a very tough Munster Championship. Bray had us to the wire as well. That all stood to us in the last 15 minutes there. All them games back along the year stood to us there today. And I suppose the point I'm making is you have to trust the players that they're going to make the right decision. And in fairness, more often than not, when it came down to the last 15 minutes, they did.
And Dunica, on your jersey there, All-Ireland Final 2023. No, All-Ireland Winner 2023. What does that mean for yourself? We're talking a lot about tactics, we're talking a lot about execution and stuff in the game there. But what does it mean to be with your club mates, with a couple of hundred, maybe nearly 1,000 people from Mullan Lane here to sit this evening, to get that over the line? What's that mean?
It's unbelievable. It's an absolutely fantastic feeling. It's playing with these lads who you've grown up with, like, training twice a week, three times a week, playing matches with them, going through the wars with them on the pitch, and having this sweet victory up here in Croke Park on the best pitch in Ireland. It's just an unbelievable feeling. I'm just ecstatic about it. It's